Ricky, not easy to find anything too much positive about tonight. Didn't play great, really, did we?
No. It was always going to be difficult, wasn't it, going down, going a goal down so early and then getting the sending off. I was just disappointed, especially the first 15 minutes. I thought we started the game really, really poorly. Lacked any sort of enthusiasm. Lacked any sort of bravery. Players, you know, in possession was terrible. People just, you know, not even looking to pass the ball, not even looking to work opportunities. We were really, really poor, really poor.
Not the races, I would say.
Yeah, look, they started the game much better, and then it was another set play, wasn't it, from a throw on that we conceded. It was a really poor start to the game, and then. The sending off's ridiculous. The referee's got to be better than that. It's not a sending off.
It wasn't the cleverest thing in the world to do, though, really, was it? When he's just been spoken to.
Well, I agree. However, I think, you know, the most disappointing thing, I think it's a poor decision. And it is a poor decision. It's not even a foul. There's no contact. So the lad's obviously done what, you know, it's an experienced thing to do. He's seen the tackle come and he's gone over the top and he's bought the foul and bought the booking. But... The most disappointing thing for me is that, you know, that first, there was a 10-minute period where Lewis was getting some stick and he needed his teammates to back him up and he needed his teammates around him. What did they do? They left him isolated and left him to take matters into his own hands. And no member of any team should be put in that situation. And I've told them that, you know, you see one of our players going to attack on one of their players, what happens? There's three or four of them round him, round the referee, surrounding the referee. It's game management. It's part and parcel of the game. And it's not cheating. It's being experienced and being streetwise. Yet what happens when we do it? He gets left on his own. No one's there to support him. No one's there to back him up. No one's there to try and, you know, make sure he feels protected. And then what happens? He takes things into his own hands, which is why it's, you know, I'm not saying it's a rash tackle, but it's not a foul. And, you know, if the teammates had stepped up and backed him up, and then he probably wouldn't have done that. But you know, that's really, it's really poor, because I actually, you know, we were beaten by a better team, and it just highlights in actual fact we have got good players. And there were periods in the game, even with 10 men, where we played quite well, but we're just a team of individuals and we're not a very good team, which is why we at times against teams play well one week, don't play well the next, play well in periods but can't do it for the whole game, because individually they are capable of playing quite well, but collectively as a group we're just nowhere near good enough as a team.
It's hard to get consistency, isn't it? There is no consistency at the moment.
Yeah, because we're not a very good team. That's fact. You know, we're trying to we've got a lot of games, so we're trying to mix the squad up and we're putting different people in and different personnel and we're jumping about formations and we're trying to, you know, trying to come up with something to try and find a way of winning. But ultimately, Nige, it's very difficult or very hard to do the easy things. We've got a team of players that don't want to do the easy things. They're playing for themselves, a lot of them. And I can't question their effort, and I can't question their attitude, and I can't question their desire, because they do turn up, they do run, they do work really hard, they do give everything. Unfortunately, a lot of the stuff they do is for them as individuals, not what the team needs them to do. And it's the reason we've heard from bottom. And I said in the change rooms that the quicker we have the realisation that if four teams were going down, we would be relegated. Yeah. And if they think that I'm going to go into next season with this group of players, then they've got another thing coming, because they've proved over the previous 37 games, 38 games, that they're not good enough as a team to stay up at this level of football if four were going down. So between now and the end of the season, now I still want them to keep their effort and their application and their work rate the same as what it is, because they are a really hard working team. Unfortunately, they do it individually, not collectively. And if we're going to start winning games, we need to be better collectively. But, you know, how many players can come out with any sort of credit today in a local derby? I thought Daniel Moore's come on and, you know, does what he does. It means something to him. Charlie Diaf, I thought, had a good game. I thought Declan Rogers come on and, you know, did okay. I thought Danny Kelly going up front, I thought he was excellent. But besides that, mate, you know, you're struggling, you're scratching your head as to which, how many of them played well, you know. But in actual fact, it'll be easier to pick out a handful of players that underperformed and that didn't perform at the level required. So it's down to them now. I can't keep telling them. We can't, you know, this is the group that we've got to the end of the season. It's down to them now. I can't put into them how to play football. We can only coach them, educate them on how we want them to play. When they go onto the pitch, they got to do it. And unfortunately, too many of them are not. And we can't afford that. If they can't do it themselves, then next year we're going to have to sign players that can do it.
Yeah, games come thick and fast now, mate.
Yeah,
well, it's tough one Saturday.
Yeah, look, we knew that. You know, we made a couple of changes. Rogan didn't feature tonight, and we decided not to put Ollie on. Once it was 2-0 and you're down to 10 men at half time, it's not worth putting those players on. So they'll come back into the starting team for Saturday. You know, we left out Lloyd Groves because we just felt with their players that they had and the way that they play with the pace and their movement, Lloyd might struggle, but the chances are Lloyd will come back into the squad on Saturday as well and feature. So we've got a squad available to us. We'll make some changes. It's very difficult playing two games in 3 days, especially when you play 70-80 minutes with 10 men. So it's tough. So yeah, we'll make some changes and we'll go to Gosport and we'll hope to be better than we were tonight and look for a positive result.
Yep, thank you very much.
Cheers.
Keep your chin up, mate.